This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guys, quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. We have more stuff today than ever before in human history. We have more food, more drinkable water, more usable energy, and of course, more Pokemon. And we produce all of it with unprecedented efficiency and scale. But we are still light years away from the science fiction world where everyone shares in the benefits of our mega abundance, so we still use money to decide who starves and who has solid gold toilets, cocaine, and lobbyists. How do you get money? First and foremost, you inherit it. And if that doesn't work, you might luck into being one of the first entrepreneurs on the ground floor of an explosive new industry. And of course, if that doesn't work, maybe you can invest intelligently. Well, but in the real world, 99.99% of us never make much money except by having a job. And finding a job is no easy shakes. Job hunting, you see, is a paradox. It's a skill, which means, of course, that you get better with practice. But if you do it over and over, that means you aren't actually finding jobs that are a good match, so you're just learning bad habits. If you find great jobs, then you don't job hunt very much, so unless you just happened to spontaneously be good at it the first time, you don't get good at it. As a result, most people who are thrown into a job hunt flail around and usually don't know what to do. I spent several years doing career coaching and job coaching a few days a month at Harvard Business School, and a curious pattern emerged. There were four themes that kept coming up, and these themes limited and expanded the scope of people's job searches. First, industry. Some job hunters want a particular industry. I don't care what the job is as long as it's in entertainment. I've been passionate about video games my entire life. How can I get into the game industry? Medicine is my calling. I want to work in healthcare. Number two is job. Some people want a particular job. I don't care what industry. I just want to do marketing. I'm a programmer. Put me in a company and let me program. Event planning is my specialty. I'll do it for anyone who will hire me. Number three is geography. For other people, it's all about location, location, location. I don't care what I do, as long as it's in London. That's the only place that I can thrive. Being close to nature in the wilderness is what's most important to me. My family is in New York. I have to be in New York. My family is in New York. I have to be in Los Angeles. And lastly, culture or company. Sometimes what's most important is the culture or the values or the work environment. I want to work with smart, supportive people. I want my pay to be based on the measurable results I produce. I want to work somewhere with lots of big windows and candy gummy bears. Freedom is paralyzing. Some job hunters are pretty flexible. Too flexible. I'll do anything where they can use my skills. I'm not really wedded to anything in particular. Or, I want a job in high tech somewhere. Or, I want a job doing fulfillment. Or, I want a job with a relaxed work environment. With flexibility like this, they may as well put a big stamp on their head that says, I love working the cash register, because their desires are too broad. No employer ever wakes up thinking, today I need to hire someone who wants a job in high tech. Too much flexibility is dangerous to the job search. Preferences, however, can also be a straitjacket. Caring about too many things is dangerous too. I want to work in the San Francisco office of Goggle, the famous high-tech company. I want to design sexy packaging for their latest product with a team of smart people who are between the ages of 24 and 48.3. Yeah, good luck with that. If you have specific desires for all four of those areas, industry, job, geography, and culture or company, your job search becomes so narrow that nothing will satisfy you. Okay, maybe you'll find the job, and if so, great, you'll be flying high. But if you don't, your job hunt will be over pretty quickly. And now that we're dismantling the social safety net, that means debtor's prison. Followed, of course, by a stint of ever more desperate alcohol-fueled crimes, ultimately leading you to die alone in a gutter smelling of Miller Lite. Some people say that there could be worse fates, but is that really a bet that you want to take? Choose two, any two. The sweet spot seems to be choosing two of those areas to concentrate on. That's enough to help you create a specific plan, but it's not enough to become a roadblock. I want a job in high tech in Chicago. Great. You have an industry and a location. And now you know to start going to high-tech networking events in Chicago. Get to know people, learn what they need, and then take whatever kind of job and company culture you can find. I want a job designing physical products with a great company culture. That tells you the job function and the culture. Now you can look through job listings for product design jobs and then vet the companies using a site like Glassdoor.com to decide where you want to apply. Make up a choice if you don't have actual preferences. If you genuinely don't care about location, job, geography, or culture, pick two anyway. Be arbitrary. Then start your job hunt with those two constraints. It will make things way easier. And after several weeks, if you have worked your butt off and you still haven't found a job matching your two arbitrary criteria, you can just choose two different arbitrary criteria and try again. Whether your preferences are heartfelt or whether you just adapt them to help narrow your focus, limits help your job search. If you're starting a job hunt, be methodical. List out your desired industry, job, culture, and geography. And if you have preferences for three or four, loosen up those requirements a bit. If you have preferences for none or one, arbitrarily choose one of the other elements to use as a filter. And once you've got two solid decisions made, use those to guide your job search. It will be specific enough to identify next steps and general enough to allow flexibility. If you put in the effort and you don't have luck, change around the two criteria you use until you find what works for you. And once you're gainfully employed, you can breathe a long sigh of relief, hopefully with a good job, and you won't have to job hunt often enough to get good at it. I'm Steve Robbins. Follow Get It Done Guy on Twitter and Facebook. And if you have projects that are stalled or that you procrastinate, check out Get It Done Group's accountability groups. Learn more at steverrobbins.com or join my personal mailing list by texting Get It Done to 33444. Work less, do more, and have a great life.